Big play call here coming up early. USA gets the first turnover of the game, trying to turn it into points, but fourth down and one ahead of them right here.
Trying to go for the hard count. Cass City does not bite. And quarterback keeper Kine has the first down on the second effort and gets all the way out to the 42-yard line for a 3-yard gain brought down by Nick Perry for Cass City. First down for the Patriots.
Well, that is where the wing T excels, is at short yardage situations. But I thought Cass City did an excellent job, the best they've done yet tonight, on covering all three running backs and the quarterback on the same play. Ryan Kine really didn't have anywhere to go, just had enough momentum to bull his way ahead for a couple yards and get a fresh set of downs for the Patriots.
3:20 left in the first. USA on offense leading 6-0. First and 10 from the Cass City 42. Kine going back to pass, and Cass City is swarming to him, and he's in trouble and gets brought down for the sack. And they're going to say forward progress has him right around the 47-yard line. Shade Personalski blasted into the backfield and forced Kine all the way back to the 42. And they're going to say forward progress has him at the 47-yard line for a huge loss on first down. It's now second down in a country mile.
Love the play call by Coach Lang. You've run the ball successfully all game long. Just got a fourth down in short for a first down. So you draw up play action, and two of the three receivers were open down the field. All the credit, Shade Personalski gets in the backfield, wasn't fooled, and comes up with a big sack in this game.
It's an 11-yard loss, and it's a handoff to Josh Lang on the second and 21. And Hank Janik brings him down after only a short 3-4 yard gain. Sets up a third down and long now for USA. 2:15 left in the first quarter, and that seems to have fired up this Kansas City squad.
Unfortunately for them, it took a turnover to fire them up, but they have certainly made some early adjustments already, slowing down this offense. But the sack, crucial on this drive, as that put USA in uncomfortable territory. Clearly the pass rush of Kansas City is pretty good. We'll see if the run stopping can still continue.
Third and 17 for USA. It's a handoff to Tanner Foley, and a white jersey is dragging him down as soon as he got that.
Again.
As Shade Personalski is Johnny on the spot for a 2-yard gain from Tanner Foley. And now USA facing a fourth down and 14 to go. And more than likely, typically teams would punt this away. USA?
Not Josh Lang. He typically goes for it. He's on the other side of the field. He goes for it. But I think the right move is to punt it away. You have to trust your defense. You do not want to give a high-powered offense like Cass City better field position than they need. You certainly have the ability to stop them anyways. But fourth and 15, that's a long ways to go.
They go out of the rugby-style punt. Max Slater punts this one a mile high, bounces at the 20, and takes a Cass City bounce out to the 27-yard line. So with 1:06 left in the first quarter, Cass City gets the ball back. No harm, no foul after that turnover. And they will get the ball back with a 73-yard field to work with.
And just over a minute left in the first quarter, Cass City gets a big stop. They turn the ball over. They do not falter. They do not get upset. They come out, play tougher defense than they had on the first series, get the ball back into their high-powered offense's hand. And Cathrell's going to hand it off to T.J. Moore to start this drive.
T.J. Moore gets across the 30 out to about the 33-yard line before he's stopped by the USA defense for a 5-yard gain. Sets up a second down and 5 to go. Coming out of the secondary to make the stop, Hunter Bone for USA.
Hunter Bone getting his first tackle of the evening for USA. But back to what was working, T.J. Moore around the right side. Gets a nice gain on first down. It actually looks like they gave him 5 yards on the play. It's a pretty good spot. But nonetheless, the running game has worked for him. You just have to take care of the football. This is no time to be loose with it and have it taken away from you.
T formation working off the right hash. Cathrell is under center, 3-man backfield. It's a handoff quick right through the gut and gets out short of the 35-yard line, according to the spot they might have him there. And that would be Nick Perry on the carry. And Travis Kreiderman with the tackle for USA, defensive lineman, 6 foot, 165-pound senior.
Kreiderman does a nice job of shedding the blocker in front of him and getting his hand on Nick Perry and bringing him down after a short gain. And that was our last play of the first quarter.
And after 12 minutes of play, it's USA with the only score so far. USA 6, Cassidy nothing on the WLEW Sports Network. Second quarter coming up on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
The Truck Month deals are hotter than a presidential debate at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Frigid, snowy weather's coming, so get your brand-new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD 4x4 plow truck now, as little as $325 a month with zero down. Or choose a brand-new 2016 Chevrolet Colorado Extended Cab 4x4 for zero down and $199 a month. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Get your Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com.
Denny King here, Internet Sales Manager at Moore Motors in Carroll. Folks, I'd like to inform you of the 20% off clearance event Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram has authorized us here. It's the biggest savings I've seen in the 22 years I've been selling in the Thumb area. We have two heavy-duty Rams, two light-duty Rams, a Cherokee Limited 4x4, and a Chrysler 300 on this list. Sticker price is at $47,450 on a Sport Crew Cab 2016 Ram. And you're going to get $15,366 off that with employee pricing. So come on down to Moore Motors, ask for me. Denny King, love her in your business.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Cass City on a second down and three to go. Hand pitches it out to number 11, Brad Hacker, onto the right side. He gets out for the right and has the first down across to the 47, 48-yard line. Nathan Engelhardt, defensive lineman, tracks him down after a 10-yard gain. First down and 10 for Cass City at their own 47-yard line.
Cathrell has to pitch the ball out to his right. Hacker is the right running back in the wing tee, and he busts straight to the sideline where the pitch is in comes, and he catches it, turns it upfield, and gets around the USA defense for a big game.
And it's a handoff to Nick Perry on first and 10. He gets out for maybe a yard as USA swarming to the ball as Cooper Caulfield with the stop for USA. Second down and 9 for Cass City at their own 48.
Right back to the running back dive. Nick Perry goes right up the middle, right into the teeth of that USA defense. Caulfield first on the scene. Kreiderman in the area. There were plenty of Patriots that sniffed that run play out.
Second down, 9 to go. Left to right across your radio. And in the second quarter, it's 6-0 USA. Cass City on offense. Brad Hacker on the sweeper onto the left side. Has a first down. Breaks free of his first tackle. And finally forced out of bounds by Josh Lang at the 37-yard line. And we have a flag on the near sideline, very close to the USA bench.
I think it's against the USA bench.
And it's a sideline warning against USA, as looks like the coaching staff getting a little excited as they should. It is playoff football, so not surprised there. 10:53 left in the second quarter. Kansas City yet another conversion for a first down. Brad Hacker with a 16-yard run to move the chains deeper into USA territory at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, it was just a minor thing. One of the assistant coaches for USA and the official kind of run into each other a little bit and clearly was outside of his coach's box.
Brad Hacker with the handoff again, finds a gap, has room to run. He has one hand to beat, and he's brought down at the 18-yard line. Brad Hacker shot out of that backfield like a cannon across from the 35, from the 37, and finally brought down at the 19-yard line as Macklin Gettle brings down the tackle.
An impressive run by Brad Hacker. And most good coaches will tell you when one of your running backs makes a mistake, you don't go away from him the rest of the game. You actually do the opposite. You put it right back in his hands, show him confidence. And he's had two very impressive runs, one for 16 and one for 18 yards on this drive since that fumble.
It's a handout to the big man, T.J. Moore, rumbling down the field to the 5, and he's in, touchdown, Cass City. T.J. Moore breaks free of two tackles and rumbles in from 19 yards out for the score. And now we are tied up with 10:17 left in the second quarter. USA 6, Cass City 6.
There were a couple victims on the field there. They were in blue uniforms laying on the ground. T.J. Moore refused to be tackled on that play and rumbles into the end zone. An impressive run, an impressive drive by the Red Hawk offense.
7 plays for the score, 3 minutes and 49 seconds off the clock, and covered 73 yards to tie it up, and now they're going to try and go for the lead with a 2-point conversion. Gutherell is under center, hands it off to Nick Perry, and he's tripped up in the backfield. And the two-point conversion is no good, and we are tied 6-6, 10-17 left in the second quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job.